Hey, before we get started with the episode, I would love to invite you to a very special series that is happening live for the entire month of May through the first week of June, and it is called the Podcast Jumpstart Workshop Series, and it is happening in my community, which is created especially for life coaches who wish to prosper and grow their coaching businesses through the power of a podcast. So all you need to do is go to caragottwarner.com/podcast now to gain access to this amazing free community. And then once you're granted access, join me each Wednesday for a live lesson. And by the time we are done with this series, you will have a plug and play podcast ready to go. And listen, if you can't make it live, you can always catch all the lessons in the video archives. All right, see you in the community and enjoy the episode. You're listening to Podcasting with Purpose for Life Coaches. My name is Caragott Warner, the podcasting coach for coaches. I believe that a podcast is a powerful medium for creating connection and community. And inside every conversation is the potential for transformation. So let's get started on yours. Enjoy the episode. Well, hello there and welcome to another episode. So today I want to talk about how to define what your easy button is. And I think that this is a perfect topic because I just returned from a meditation weekend. It was kind of like an extended weekend. And I also took a week off with my podcast because what an exciting thing that I get to decide what works for me, what's sustainable in my life. And that's the thing that I teach all of my clients. You know, it's not this crucial thing that, oh my gosh, I stopped 1 week with my podcast. I didn't keep it going. I should have had someone do it. I should have had my VA do this. I should have done this thing before I left. It's, you know, it's going to ruin everything. Like if you stop to think about it, that is not true. There's no way that's going to happen. 1 week, 1 week off will not make or break your coaching business, right? And if, and just ask yourself that question, because I think you're going to have a really hard time answering it for yourself to see, hey, what's going to happen if I take a week off my podcast or I actually take a week off of social media? Like nothing will happen. Nothing critical, nothing crucial. Okay. So I just got back from, like I said a moment ago, a meditation retreat, and it was absolutely breathtaking. So I was in New York State. And it's been a couple years. It's been like 3 years since I was there. And it's just such beautiful country. And, you know, it really puts a lot into perspective when you're in the mountains, right? And you're, you know, you have nothing else to do except meditate and listen to the most inspiring teachings. It's like whenever I go on these things, and it's so funny how I do this every time because I've been doing this for years and years. And, I'll take books and magazines and other things that are like non-related to, you know, what I'm going to be doing while I'm away. And they all just fall away, meaning they, you know, they stay in my bag, they stay in the car. I don't do anything with them. I don't read them. I don't look at, you know, magazines. I don't even look at my phone because first of all, and this is all, this is totally by design. So when you go to a meditation retreat or you're up in the mountains somewhere, usually your internet service, your network even, it's just not the best, right? And so with that, so instead of trying to make it work by standing on the right rock, you know, or the right place, like on the mountain, I just say, forget it. It's not even worth it. And it's so freeing. And you know, it's really interesting because actually before I left, I did put a few things on autopilot, which was really fun because when I was on my way home from the retreat, I got a notification on my that an email was sent for one of my funnels, and I was like, "Oh, isn't that fun?" And every day while I was away, I was making offers to help people every single day, which really felt good. I was like, oh my gosh, like not only am I here at this meditation retreat, you know, bettering myself so that I can be of benefit to other people, but I was also, you know, I also had things on autopilot in my business. But one of the things that I didn't put on autopilot was my podcast, because I really wanted to think about, you know, what episode I wanted to release. And I was like, you know what, I want to take a little time with that. I'm not really sure what I want to talk about. I always want to make sure that when I release an episode, it's really meaningful and it really touches my heart. And so, I just thought, you know what, it's not a big deal. Like, I've done this many times where I've gone away and I haven't done a podcast episode for 1 week. And you know what that's called? That's called living life. And everybody understands. And in fact, most people would be like, wow, she's badass, right? She's like, she knows that, you know, just 1 week isn't going to make or break anything, right? And that's the truth. And that's actually also why I have been doing this for the past 8 years and counting. Because if there are times when I can't record, you know, when I don't have time, or quite frankly, I don't feel like it, I'm not up to it, and I just don't do it. But the way I describe consistency is different than the way other people describe consistency, right? So a lot of digital marketers will say doing something every single week is consistent. The way I'm consistent is in my messaging. My messaging is always consistent, right? I'm always showing up on this podcast in a way that's going to benefit you, to help you create a podcast with purpose. So that's it. That's my consistency. Okay. So you get to define what all the things mean in your business, and those things need to work in your life. And, you know, and I was just in my mastermind today, and I was, my coach said, which I love this, because she was talking about, learning from other people, right? And not using it against yourself or at the expense of yourself. Like if it's something that doesn't really work for you, you take what works and you throw the other shit out and you keep what does work. You just keep mixing and matching and seeing what works for you, right? There's a reason why this is true, because we're all different humans, right? We're all different. So it follows that if we're all different and we all have different ways of doing things, that, you know, one person's way of doing things is not the only way. So I love the idea of mixing and matching and making it your own and baking your own cake, right? So that leads me to today's episode, because I think that, you know, when it comes to creating a podcast, you know, an online business, there's, you know, something, you know, you're creating something from nothing. And that's pretty magical if you stop to think about it for a sec. So people have tapped into digital marketing for only the past decade or more, maybe a little more than that, right? Like in the way that we know it now, in the way that we see it now, with masterclasses, funnels, live videos, online classes, you name it. It's out there, and the world is your oyster to figure out what works for you. And we get to decide what that path is for us, right? And so I was just communicating with some of my clients who are just about ready to head into their launch, right? In my program, there are three phases. So it's the creation phase, then there's the launch phase, and then there's the growth phase, right? So I have actually three of my clients that are all heading into the launch phase right now. And so I reached out to them and I said, look, what I want to do right at this point is teach you my signature process, which is how to put together a launch team. I like to also call it like your street team or your flash mob. Remember the days of the flash mob? And then also how to host your own podcast tour. And I always let them know that this is something that I will teach and you get to use parts of it. Use what works, throw out the rest, throw out what doesn't work, but you're going to get a process that I know works, that I've used myself, and that it does get results. But you know what it comes down to? It comes down to your belief that it's going to work for you too, right? So all the tactics, we know this already as life coaches, right? All the tactics, we can get all of that stuff. But, you know, if we don't buy into it with our beliefs, meaning we don't truly believe it and feel it in our heart, even down to this, the visceral part of us, right? Really believing it, then it's just lip service. Then it's just words. It's just meaningless, right? So you get to define what that is. So that's what I've been sharing with my clients. And so, so really it's about here are the tools. Here's how it's done. You get to decide. It's your path, right? You get to decide. And it can be easy. You can make this easy. And this is how, like, I made it easy for myself because I was loving this process. But some of my clients were like, whoa, that doesn't sound easy or fun. And so we just like kind of play around with it and see what works for them, right? So I know, like, I hear this also in my masterminds, like my coach says this, other coaches say it. I really do love this because, you know, this phrasing of it can be easy, right? This is how I made it easy. And I love this kind of advice. And they're so inspiring because they're like these little gems that we can take and then add to our own alchemy, our own magic, our own, you know, process for making things work the way we want them to work in our lives and in our businesses and our podcasts. And then after we take it in, right, we sit back and we ask our number one advisor. You might be thinking, well, who is that? It's not me. It's none of your coaches, right? It's yourself. It's you. You ask yourself the question, what does easy mean to me? Or what does the process that I'm being taught right now, what does this mean to me? How can I get out of my own way to figure this out? How can I use this in my life in a sustainable way? So it's funny because sometimes when I hear, let it be easy, I'm like, hell yeah, it can be easy. And, you know, it took me time to figure it out because at first, I thought, wait, doesn't easy mean I'm lying on the couch, you know, eating bonbons and watching Netflix? Wait, what? But it is actually a yes and situation. If you get my drift. Yes, I can do what's easy, and I can work hard on my dream too. Isn't that cool? I love that. So it's not either or, black or white, because I'm a very black and white kind of gal. You know, some days I chill and I'm like, oh wow, look at how I did that while I was binging The Last Kingdom, while I was in my crafting studio making, you know, little prayer beads. And that's a real thing. I did that. If you guys are Last Kingdom fans, Alexander Draymond, just saying, oh my gosh, talk about hotness. That's crazy because like I'm probably old enough to be his mother. Oh my gosh. But yeah, I did that like during Christmas, you know, last Christmas vacation. I was just like happily like binging every episode of Last Kingdom. And I was just crafting. I was just making. And all of a sudden, two clients, da-ding. Two clients paid me, wanted to work with me, just press that buy now button. And that was mind-blowing for me because there's no one way of doing things, right? You don't only have to have consults. And I tested the waters with this because I decided to be a little bit of a scientist and I wanted to, and I was curious because I'm like, you know, I'm here for the growth and the learning. I'm not in a hurry. As soon as I'm in a hurry, that's when things just stop, you know, working and I don't get the results I want. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to just test the waters for a while and just offer my program, you know, through webinars, through my email, you know, nurture series, like, hey, I got this thing. You want it? Here it is. Here's the button. And I will tell you how amazing it is because four people bought my program that way. And I'm telling you, my program, it's 6 months for $6,000, and it is the most supportive coaching container I have created to date, and it only gets better and better and better. Now I'm in the process of creating a portal, adding lessons, you know, my coaching clients, I like to call them slash coaching clients, students slash students, because I, you know, I'm a teacher and a coach. I really do consider myself a teacher first and a coach second, but it's just sort of the lines are blurred. And I just said, you know, let me test the waters with this. And, you know, I had four clients do this, but two of them came in. Are you ready for this? On New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve. Two people decided to become clients on New Year's Eve. What? So that was it. I was like a believer in there are no rules. You know, I just get to try a bunch of shit and see what works because there are no rules. It is all the Wild West. You guys have been hearing me talk about that forever. So what's easy is working hard on my dream and resting to allow space for the universe to bring in the abundance that's waiting. I'm going to repeat that for you because I think it is worth writing down. I have it in my notes. I look at bullet points when I record these episodes. I always get people asking me, do you write a script or do you have bullets or what do you do off the cuff? It's all of the above. Depends on what I want to talk about. But I wrote this down. So here it goes. I'm going to read it again. You ready? What's easy is working hard on my dream and resting to allow space for the universe to bring in the abundance that's waiting. So basically, I allow easy because I'm working hard when I tell myself I'm going to work hard. And so it's back to that yes and. And I also take time and I rest and I take a nap, which by the way, when I'm done with recording this episode, I'm going to take a nap. It's 2 p.m. Eastern time, my time. Usually I record these in the morning. I'm usually tired at this time because I'm up at like 4 a.m. by choice. I just love getting up early, but this is my nap time. So after I'm done, but I was just feeling really inspired and I really wanted to share this with you guys. And I just got to say, if you're thinking, yeah, but how do I do this thing in my business, right? You know, the podcast, get clients, bring in more consults and rest and do the hard things, right? How do I do all of that? And you're asking the wrong questions to the wrong people. You know, the how, right? Asking, how do I do this? How do I bring in more clients? That's the wrong question, because even the most successful digital marketer cannot give you the answer, right? Going back to what I said before about having a conversation with your number one advisor, that is you, okay? Now I'm going to get a little woo on you, right? Woo woo. So yes, even the most successful life coach, digital marketer, they cannot give you the answer. They can give you advice. You take it, you pull out what works. You leave the rest, whatever. You mix and match, you bake your cake. You're the only one that has the wisdom. Even Buddha, like I said before, I just got back from a meditation retreat, so I'm going to throw a little Buddha in here. But even Buddha said, Buddha said, I don't have your wisdom. I can't give you wisdom. Buddha can't give you wisdom. Right? This I know is true. So he said, I don't have your wisdom. I can't give you the answers. I can point the way. So Buddha can point the way. Any spiritual guide can point the way. But you, the truth is, you have to find them for yourself through your own experience. Because where is it written that in business, that if you do A, you get B? Where is it written that everything is linear? Like some, we think that that's true, right? If someone that we follow, that's a really big name, right? Like I use the term digital marketer, right? You can probably think of someone, and I can think of many who I love, and I think they're the bee's knees, but they're still sharing their way and the way they found success. And if you try their way, you will probably get success if you decide that it is like the bee's knees and you love it too, right? And I've done that. And I have achieved success. But if you're doing it from a place of scarcity, because you're like, well, they said I'm just going to follow this because I really need to make money and I really need clients. But there is nothing written anywhere that says that if you do this thing, it's going to draw a direct guaranteed line to getting results. Because that's entitlement. That's having a sense of entitlement, right? And when you don't get it, you're angry, you're resisting, you're hiding. Believe me, I know because I've done this. What if you do A, your way, and then B finds its way to you in the way that fits your own unique life and not in the way you expect? So I invite you to ask yourself, where can I find the middle way, the middle path? Meaning, how can you take in advice with a grain of salt, then own your own wisdom? It's so funny how these things come to you, right? Because I just heard, like I said before, I just heard my coach talk about this morning in a call, in a coaching call that we have with the people in my mastermind who have made over $100,000. And I wrote this script. these talking points before I went away on my meditation retreat. And I said, let me wait till I get back. I'm not ready. But it's here it is. These are things that she talked about today. So it's amazing, like how there are no mistakes. Everything happens for us, right? So here's my invitation, right? Where can you find the middle way for yourself? How can you take advice with a grain of salt, right, from others out there? Because, you know, there's a lot of advice that we're taking in. And, you know, I can be swayed. Like I just had a friend of mine say, Kara, don't be so swayed. And I can be. I can be when I feel vulnerable or when I feel weak, right? But at the end of the day, I know that I go by the beat of my own drum, right? When my peacock feathers are unfurled, watch out, world, right? So take that advice with a grain of salt and then own it yourself. Own your wisdom. Own your own wisdom. Because your wisdom, no one else can have it. That's what makes you powerful and unstoppable. How can you cultivate not knowing all the answers? This is the other question I have for you. How can you also then cultivate not knowing the outcome, right? But just trusting that your wisdom is going to lead you to the right place because everything is happening for you. How can you cultivate not knowing and be totally okay with that? That's my call to action for you. Even if that means you got to rewind, listen to this again. And be ecstatic about the truth that you have a live-in advisor that is so freaking wise. You. No one can know what's right for you, but you, and until no one can know what's right for you, but you, and until you embrace this truth, you will constantly seek external validation, which never gives you the results that you actually want. We're going to have crap days, and you know, we're going to get coaching. If you're in a coaching program or you do your own self-coaching, and you're going to get coaching over and over and over again on those thoughts and feelings. And here's the thing. I mean, when you have crappy days, when you have crappy thoughts that are running in the background by default, you know, they're always going to be there, you know, effortlessly. They're easily present. So, you know, work through those, process those feelings, those thoughts, and then let them go. Like say, okay, I see you. You're there, right? That's okay. You can hang out, but we're not hanging out for too long, right? They're easily present. And if you go down the rabbit hole with them, they're just going to get stronger. They're going to be like, yeah, let's go have some chips and watch Netflix. Okay, so I want to leave you. So that's all I have for you today, except I want to just leave with some parting piece of a little piece of information. Really? I always feel like I'm going to, you know what? I'm going to leave that in. So I just want to say really quick, normally I would cut that out because I think I spent just the last minute of this episode trying to get out this thought because it's late in the day for me. I usually record episodes in the morning, but I was feeling inspired. But I'm leaving it in for the simple fact that, you know, I live in the breakthroughs. I am a podcast coach. And, you know, I talk about how, you know, we should not work so hard on the polishy, perfect stuff. Nobody cares about that. Nobody cares about that. They just want to know that you're a real person that can help them, right? Anyway, so I'm going to leave what I just said. I'm going to leave it in. Okay. So here's what I want to share with you. So little parting piece of advice, if I can actually get this out of my mouth. So in a recent meditation, what I do is I read this this really inspiring piece from one of my meditation books, and it is called Advice from Atisha's Heart. Now, Atisha was a meditation master from, let's just say, from a long, long time ago. And the advice, I'm always so inspired. So like, if you ever want to find out what Atisha said, you could probably Google him. But why do I love Atisha so much? Because first of all, he was a Buddhist master, and many people would say he was an enlightened Buddha. And he was, this is what it says in one of my books about him. He was an astrologer. He was a scholar. He was a scientist, and he was a crafter. Like, I was just like, what? Well, this is my man. Like, and he was enlightened. So this just goes to show that we can do anything we decide that we want to do. I love it. Okay. So here's this little piece of advice. And this little verse from advice from Atisha's Heart is powerful. And it, for me anyway, and I think it might be powerful for you, because if you believe in this kind of, you know, like that, you know, the universe provides kind of a thing. And I totally do. But reading this really hit my heart in a totally different way. And I'm going to read it for you. So here it goes. If you practice Dharma from your heart, food and resources will naturally come. So Dharma is a Buddhist's way of saying we're practicing Buddha's teachings. So you can just say, if I practice from my heart, resources will come, right? However you want to phrase that. So I was like, wow. So when you say, if you practice Dharma from your heart. Now, Dharma, by the way, is just living a good life. It means showing up and serving. All the things we talk about as life coaches, giving, being of service. These are Dharma things, okay? So I love to just always remember it as Dharma. So just sharing something from my own experience. And I read this, all the verses from Atisha's Heart. And this one I just spend time with, and I literally just pause and I just meditate. And then I kind of chuckle a little bit, because I'm like, heck, this is my business plan. This is it. If I could completely trust this verse that, you know, resources will naturally come to hand, I don't have to worry. Like, imagine how much energy I would save, how much energy I would have for other things. I wouldn't exhaust myself mentally. Because you know what I'm talking about, right? When you spin out in thoughts and you think the same things over and over again to the point of like wanting to lay down and take a nap. You know what I'm saying? By trusting these words and trusting that my Dharma practice will provide all the wealth I need. That's it. Like wealth. Wealth can be many things. It's not just dollar bills in your bank account, right? Because wealth, inner wealth, like how could you possibly have true outer wealth if you don't first have inner wealth? And if I had no delusions and I was patient and peaceful, then all of my appearances in this life, in my business, in your life, in your business would reflect that. So think about that. So for myself, when I operate from this enlightened mind instead of the ordinary mind, my experience becomes pure land.
Really?
I know that sounds very woo-woo, but hey, this is really what I believe. I really feel so devoted to this, right? So it's like when I operated from this enlightened mind, from this higher mind, instead of like, you know, being really ordinary, okay, blah, 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 poor me, right? But when I operate from this enlightened, heightened mind, my experience becomes a pure land. And it has nothing to do with anything in my bank account or my overgrown garden or my garage door that has paint peeling on it. Seriously, my garage door, I look at it every day and I'm just like, oh my gosh. But none of those things matter. So trust that if you are practicing from your heart, all the resources you need will naturally come. And just like I'm doing right here on the podcast, this is where everything blossoms for me. Like, you know, I did a podcast a few months ago where I teach you, the title is Less is More, is in the title. I take one topic, and that is it. For the rest of the week, everything flows from this one topic that I talk about on the podcast, and it just colors everything else. So when I decide to unfurl my peacock feathers and get behind my microphone, that's where all the magic starts for me. So I invite you to look at that as well for yourself and to start to look at your podcast as a holistic experience that flows into all the other areas of your life, that it can be like an act of service for yourself and for the people that you serve. So that's it. That's all I got. I hope you enjoyed it, and I will see you next time. Take care.